First item is conditional use number 2493, Rennie Hunt.
Madam Chairman, Mr. Robertson is going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. And just again, for the benefit of Mr. Allen, these are items where there was a public hearing at our last meeting. And since you weren't a member officially of the commission until 27 minutes ago, you won't be able to vote on these, but the other four will. And it's Mr. Mears' motion that on this one, 2493, that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2493 for Rennie Hunt for a site development business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is owned by the applicant and has been used for the intended purpose for some time. This application is the result of a notice of violation and has been filed to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. The applicant is seeking to continue the existing business with a conditional use. Two, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of use is appropriate within the coastal area. Three, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The property is in an area where other small businesses and similar uses exist. This use, with the conditions imposed upon it, will be consistent with those similar area uses and will not adversely affect any of the adjacent and neighboring properties. Four, DelDOT has determined that the use will only have a diminutive impact upon traffic and area roadways. Therefore, there will not be any adverse impact on traffic or neighboring roadways. Five, this small site development company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residences and businesses, and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Six, there was no opposition to this application. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a site development business that performs off-site site development. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding, grinding, crushing of any materials, and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, no dirt, stone, sand, mulch, asphalt millings, crushed concrete, and or similar materials shall be stored on the site. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Given the location of the existing fencing and other contributing factors on the site, this sign must be located on the existing building. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7:30 a.m. through 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall not be any Saturday or Sunday hours. No materials shall be brought on the site or removed from the site outside of these permitted hours of operation. F, the entire conditional use area shall remain enclosed with a solid fence. There should not be any access to the adjacent properties. The location of this fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, no fuel, gas, oil, or similar liquid shall be stored on the site. I, no junked, inoperable, unregistered, or untitled vehicles or equipment shall be stored or parked on the site. No recreational vehicles, campers, or tents shall be permitted on the site at any time. J, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. K, there is currently a recreational vehicle or trailer on the site. That must be removed within 30 days of the approval of this conditional use. L, no heavy equipment repairs shall occur on site. M, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And N, the final site plan shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for review and approval within 3 months of approval of this conditional use by Sussex County Council. Thereafter, all the conditions of approval must be completed or complied with on or before 6 months from the approval of this conditional use by Sussex County Council. And I would add for that last condition, N, you know, we verified those time frames with staff to make sure that they're workable.
Great. So moved. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Okay, we have a motion, and it's been seconded to approve conditional use number 2493 for Rennie Hunt. Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions voted in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2494, Rennie Hunt.
Mr. Robertson is going to read this one too.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. It's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend a denial of conditional use number 2494 for Rennie Hunt for a site development business with an office and outside storage and parking based upon the record made to the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a landscaping business on a residential 1.3 acre lot in a residential area. This property is too small for the use proposed by the applicant and is not compatible with the adjacent and nearby uses. Two, the record indicates that the applicant has been operating his business from this property for some time without the proper approvals. The site is also full of construction debris and other materials that were not cleaned up prior to the hearing on this application. As a result, Mr. Mears has no confidence that the applicant will comply with code requirements or any conditions of approval, any conditions imposed if this use is approved. Under these circumstances, it is not appropriate to grant a conditional use on this property. Three, although there may be a need for this type of use in Sussex County, there are other locations that are better suited that will not have such an impact on neighboring properties. Four, this property backs up to one of the fields within the River Soccer Complex. The owner of that complex has objected to this proposed use because it would adversely affect the complex and the children who use it. Five, the current condition of the property and the proposed conditional use do not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Six, the proposed use at this location does not satisfy the purposes of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents and businesses. Seven, given the applicant's history of ignoring zoning requirements on this property, I'm not satisfied that appropriate conditions can be imposed to protect the neighboring and adjacent property owners. And eight, for all these reasons, that the commission recommend a denial of this conditional use. In addition, it is recommended that the property must be cleaned up and returned to AR1 residential use within 30 days of this recommendation, and that the constable shall regularly inspect the property to confirm that this has occurred. The failure to clean up this property and return it to AR1 residential use shall be subject to appropriate enforcement against the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend a denial of conditional use number 2494, Rennie Hunt. And I'd like to remind the commissioners a yes vote is, in fact, for a denial. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes in favor of denial for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes to deny based on the reasons stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes to deny for reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.